会变成领袖。
Your children are custom-made for you.
他要变成那是最好的丈夫，最好的儿女。
Praise the Lord, they are the best husband and best children.
他们都像我，都像姐一样。
They're like us.
谢谢。结果是什么？结果能叫我们做一个和圣灵有一点
more than
conquer. 所以这就是得胜者的道路。
This is a way to overcome.
当我们落到老底下光景的时候。
When we have fallen into the condition of
the baby,
how does the Holy Spirit do the work of
salvation? This is
how he does it. 好，现在我们
来到最中间一段。Now we come to the most central branch. 那就
是这个，这就是这个恩台的最中间最高的那
个。那就是二章第十节一直到第十六节。
And this is found in chapter 2, verse 10 to 16.
第十节呢?
What did verse 10 say?
我们岂不都是因为父母?
Do we not all have one father?
不要忘记心。
Don't forget one.
在旧约的心里。
In the Old Testament, in the New Testament,
只有一个子。
The children of God only have one father.
因为他们总有一位父母。
They have only one father.
在新约里面，教会也是只有一位父母。
In the New Testament, the church only has one thought.
所以在这里讲的一件事很重要，说到很心坎里面去。
And so here it says something that's very important that touches the depth of
God. 我们岂不都是因为父母？
Do we not all have one father?
那我们彼此是什么？
Then what are we?
我们彼此当然是弟兄。
Of course we are brothers.
弟兄姊妹，现在你怎么对待你
的弟兄？ Sister, how do you treat your brothers?
当教会荒凉的时候。
When the church is in desolation,
你要为教会怎么发言，你就看他们怎么对待他们。
If you want to see the desolation, you will see how they treat their
brothers. 你看见没有？当然，这是我们都是因为父。
The big text is that we all have one father.
旧约如此，新约也是如此。
It is same in the Old Testament, and same in the New Testament.
那现在个人怎么对待他们？
But now, as individuals, how do we treat them?
你看那个时候光景什么样的光景？
And you view at their condition.
我们个人怎么以贵价待弟兄？
Why do we deal treacherously each other against the
brother? 背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢？
So as to profane the covenant of our father.
你知道现在问题严重在哪里？
Now the seriousness of the
problem. 我们都是弟兄。
We're all brothers.
我们应该彼此相爱。
We ought to love one another.
我们不应该彼此相恨。
We should not hate one another.
我们不应该分别的。
We should not have divisions among us.
但是如此，我们却以诡诈来对待。
We deal treacherously with each other.
这句话严重极。
This is very serious.
在教会里面，我们怎么可能用诡诈对待我们的弟兄？
In the church, how can we deal treacherously with our brothers?
所以十七节说，你们还说这是为什么呢？
And verse 17 says, you say, why? What is this for?
所以我们要记得一件事，许多时候我们以诡诈对待我们弟兄，我们不知道我们做这件事情。
Many times when we deal treacherously with our brothers, we don't even realize it.
然后下面就举了两个例子。
And then he gave us two examples.
第十一节，犹大人行事诡诈。
Verse 11, Judah has dealt treacherously.
并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事。
And an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem.
因为犹大人亵渎耶和华所喜悦的圣洁，娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord which he loved, and has married the daughter of a foreign god.
当初的以色列犹太人，他们怎么会见到他们去
？How was the How was it, How did the Jews deal treacherously with their brothers? And because some of them had married foreigners. In this regard, they proved that they dealt treacherously with their brothers. If you love your brother, you need to keep the purity of the
brother.
So why is it the people of Israel live alone?
因为要借这个单纯的民族，基督能够给你带家进来。
And because it is through the pure nation that Christ could be brought in.
所以等到耶稣基督降下来，我们才知道他真的是基督，真的是弥赛亚。
And so as Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, then you would know he is truly the Messiah, the Son of God.
但是这里有人会见他，宁愿会这个鬼以诡诈来对待他。
But here there are people who dealt preciously with this
love. 结果把世界就带入到他们中间。
And they have brought in the world.
他们把神的子民把它扩大。
They have enlarged the children of God.
用今天的话来，你怎么对比鬼道来对待你的弟兄？
So in today's word, how do you feel precious?
就是你把基督身体把它放大。
And that you have enlarged the children.
把原来不是基督身体里面跌倒的带进来了。
Anything that does not belong to the children, body of
Christ. 这是教会黑暗时期所做的事情。
This is the work of the church in its dark ages.
你看在教会里有许多根本没有他们的救人。
You see, within the church, there's so many people who are not sick.
他们把基督身体好像把它扩大。
And yet they enlarge the body of Christ.
不要忘记,
Don't forget. When church lives in the dark
ages,
they fell treacherously against their brothers.
不光这个,
Not only
church. 第十三节,
Verse 13.
你们又行了一件事,
and there's another thing you do.
你怎么会用鬼道来对待你的弟兄?
How do you deal treacherously with your brothers?
是前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪。 遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
You cover the altar with the Lord's tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
那这里说的前妻。
And here he talks about the wife of your
youth. 这是他幼年的妻。
This is the wife of your youth.
神在他们中间做见证。
God testified among them.
这个妻是盟约的妻。
And this is the wife of covenant.
结果他却以诡诈来对付他。
Yet he dealt with her treacherously.
但是弟兄们，等到他妻子的眼泪盖满了，这叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖了耶和华的坛。
When the weeping and the groaning of his former wife has covered the altar of God.
现在你来到神的坛前。
Now you come to God.
你要将礼物献给神。
You want to make your offering.
但是因为你诡诈对待你的妻子。
But because you dealt treacherously with your former.
结果眼泪遮盖了遮满了那个坛。
And the tears covers the altar.
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你手中献上。
So much so that the Lord will not consider your offering.
你记不记得主说过这样类似的话？
Do you remember that Jesus had said something similar?
当你献礼物的时候,
when you present your gift,
如果你想起有弟兄向你怀恨,
if you remember that your brother is against you,
你看他的眼泪不知不觉的遮满了整个的祭坛,
you see that brother's tears have covered the altar.
你应该赶快去和他和好,
you need to make peace with him.
然后再回来献上你的祭,
then come back and make your offer.
所以弟兄姊妹现在很清楚。 这里讲到怎么用伟大来对待弟兄。在旧约这两件事。
In the Old Testament, there's two things.
一个是外邦女子。One
is to marry foreign wife.
这是亵渎了耶和华所喜爱的圣洁。
You have profaned the sanctuary of God.
而另外一件事。就是他们做了，就是他用伟大对待了他的妻。
You have dealt treacherously with the wife of your youth.
所以十六节。
And the Lord approved them.
休妻的事和以强暴待妻子的人，都是我所恨的。
For I hate divorce, says the Lord of God of Israel, and him who covers his garment with blood.
不要忘记，这一段是讲的以诡诈对待弟兄。
Here is talking about how he dealt with your brother.
不过圣灵用了两个例子。
But the Holy Spirit uses two examples.
但这两个例子在教会历史里面非常明显。
And these two examples are very apparent in the church.
娶外邦女子是把神的子民放大。
Marry the poor wife means that you have enlarged the body of Christ.
休妻是把神的子民缩小了。
And you divorce your wife means that you have reduced
the body of Christ. 一个是把基督的身体把它扩大。
On one hand, you have enlarged the body of Christ.
一个是把基督身体缩小了。
On the other, is to reduce the size of the body.
你就是神的儿女，我也不接纳。
Even if you are the children of God, I will not accept you.
你明白吗？ 这个就是教会历史里面休妻的故事。
This is the story of divorce in the church history.
你知道，当这些眼泪在祭坛上的时候。
You know when these tears fall from the altar.
我想起了有一个弟兄说的，讲有一个弟兄就是。 叫 Frank Thomas 一个
I remember a brother whose name is Griffith Thomas. When he talked about the story from the brethren, he says the brothers and the brethren, and they're so good at explaining the scripture with righteousness. But they have difficulties among them. They bear the testimony of
oneness.
And for this reason, as they break bread, because breaking bread it represents
oneness.
And after this brother has studied the history of the brothers'
movement,
he says we have received much help from
the brothers.
This is what the words of
Bible says.
And Griffith Thomas was the one who helped to establish Dallas Theological
Seminary.
And they are closely knit to the Brothers Movement. And what did this Bible scholar want to say? He said these group of brothers, they busy themselves breaking
hearts.
They have forgotten that they were breaking the hearts of men. Because when there are differences between
truth,
we will move to the next street and continue
to break.
We will go to another location to break our
hearts.
They busy themselves with breaking
hearts.
They are breaking the hearts.
弟兄们，你怎么形容你们的故事？你们用行为，你这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的声音，遮盖了耶和华。And
this is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer regards the offering of
sacrifice.
If we're not careful,
许多事可以在我们眼前出现。Many
things will play again before our
eyes. 我记得有一个这样的故事，这发生在巴西，不是发生在美国，所以你不要太敏感。
I remember something that happened in Brazil, but it happened here, so don't be too sensitive.
那么有一次呢，有一个浸信会的弟兄，就请一个长老会的弟兄来解答。
And once a brother from the Baptist Church invited a brother from Presbyterian. And it's very good that they have fellowship. Formerly, the door of the Baptist
Church was closed. And
now they open up their door and welcome a brother from another denomination to speak. No problem with that.
但等一等，这个晋升进呢，开始剥饼进饼，要开始吃剩饭剥饼了。And
as the meeting goes on, they are about to break bread and to break bread together.
那这个就可以讲到弟兄不可以。Now
this brother can preach, but he cannot receive the bread.
那这是他们那个时候，他们在摆别的。And
that they felt that that's the way to do.
所以后来有人就问他。So
later on, somebody asked them.
那你们不是弟兄吗？
Aren't you brothers?
你们不是兄弟吗？你们不是兄弟，但是我是表兄弟。你们什么时候变成表兄弟？这是用微笑来对待我们。刚你刚刚见面，你两个基督徒在一起见面。
When two Christians meet together, once in India, two brothers met with one another in a restaurant. They don't know each other. And both of them were praying. So they know that each other are Christians. But they cannot fellowship
by.
And so the one of the brothers thought about a verse which everyone will use. And he cannot say,
he
said,
hallelujah,
amen.
And the
other one answered, amen. And these two words connected them together. Our inner light tells us we have the same Father, we are all brothers.
这个就是你幼年所娶的妻。
This is the wife of your youth.
但是你不能再讲下去。
But then you cannot.
如果你再有下去，
If you continue your
conversation,
where do you
meet? 你们这个是怎么聚的？
What kind of meeting?
完全没有人在地上打滚，热闹。
Our meeting was all out on the ground, very lively.
哦，他们以为是驴根的。弟兄们，没有多久，你里面就冷下去。
And very soon, your heart began to cool.
我们觉得我们不会以伪善来对待我们
的弟兄。We felt that we would never deal treacherously with our brothers.
但是弟兄们。你看见你指的爱和你一样的人，你指的爱和你见的一样的人，怎么样才不用伟大对待我们的弟兄？你爱他，因为他是你的弟兄。千错万错，你的父亲，我们的父亲是怎么样？他在马路上是我的弟兄。
On the street is your brother.
他做乞丐还是我的弟兄。
If he's a beggar, he's still your brother.
亲爱的弟兄，什么叫做比诡诈来对待弟兄？
What does it mean not to deal treacherously with your brother?
你如果看见他是弟兄，
If you see that he is a
brother, 你不能问他是什么样的弟兄。
You cannot ask him what kind of brother he is.
因为如果基督接纳他了，你就不能够不接纳他。
If Christ has accepted him.You cannot not accept it.
所以你知道这里怎么说？
Now you know what the Holy Spirit is.
你看到了最后的结论是什么呢？
What is the conclusion?
所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈，这是万军之耶和华说的。你是不是？
For I hate divorce, says the Lord, and God of Israel, and him who covers.Is firmly wrong, says the Lord of hosts. Pay heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. Do you know the original meaning of the word?
This 诡诈这个字是和万民同样一个字，原来是同样一个字。
And the word treacherously is used the same word.
这里的诡诈是动词，万民是名词。
And the word treacherously used is a verb.And the overcoat is a noun.
你知道犹太人可以好几件礼衣。
You know the Jews can have many robes.
不管你多穷，你有一件外衣。
But no matter how poor you are, you always have an outer coat.
所以旧约圣经告诉我们说，如果你把外衣拿去典当的话，你王位的钱一定要拿回来。
And so if you take the Bible says if you take your coat to the pawn shop.By sundown, you need to redeem it back.
因为那个外衣严格说来就是你的毯子，到了晚上。
Because strictly speaking, that outer cloth becomes your blanket at night.
当我们主钉十字架的时候。
When our Lord was crucified.
你的十字架有个特点是什么？
You know what is special about?
他们分我的外衣，他们为我的里衣领取。
They have divided my cloth, and they have They have taken my robe.
那把这个外衣分了，把外衣拿走了，夺走了，就是这里的诡诈。
And if you have taken and divided our robe, this is the same word you choose.
什么叫以诡诈为对待？
What does it mean to deal treacherously with your brothers?
你做了你弟兄的十字架。
You have become the cross to your brothers.
不要忘记，你的弟兄永远是你的。
Your brother is always your
brother. 你千万不要做你弟兄的十字架。
But don't ever become the cross.
你做你弟兄的十字架，你就是以诡诈来对付。
If you have become the cross to your brothers, you have dealt with treacherously.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
你要谨守你的心。
You need to keep your heart.
这个心在原文不是心。
And in the original text is not heart.
这个心在原文是灵，你要谨守你的灵。
So take heed to your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你的灵是什么呢？
Sister, what kind of spirit do you have?
当约翰跟这个雅各打雷的时候，告诉主说，但愿天下降火，把他们愤怒烧，把他们脸红怒烧。
And when John and James want to send down the thunder to burn down the city of Samaria,
主对他们怎么说？
What did Jesus say?
你们不知道你的灵。
You do not know the spirit.
弟兄姊妹。讲到你，讲到你的 motive， 讲到你的动机。
You talk about spirit, talk about your motive.
弟兄，什么灵不洁净是比魂不洁净更不洁净？
My my sister is more unclean because your spirit is not clean.
所以这里告诉我们要保守你的灵。
So here it says, take heed in your spirit.
不可以做你弟兄的使者。
That do not become the cross of your
spirit. 这什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄们，难处都在那个里面。
My sister is difficult, it's always designed.
有人说我们不是宗派。
Some people say we are not denominated.
所以我们离开了宗派。
That's why we must denominate.
宗派固然可怕。
Even though the denomination is terrible.
因为它分裂了成人。
Because it divides the children.
更可怕的是宗派的灵。
But the most terrible thing is the spirit of God.
所以圣经说要谨守你的灵。
And that's why the Bible says, take heed to your spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的在神的灵里，
If we truly live before the
light of God, 我们真的让十字架的火和血在我们身上。
If we allow the cross, the fire of the cross and the soap, not only it would deal with our
flesh,
not only it would deal with ourselves,
最难解释最深的是对付我们的灵魂。
Most difficult and also the deepest work is to
deal with our spirit.
What kind of spirit
do you have?
Many times you use the most gentle words. Yes, the most exclusive spirit. Today we said people are very exclusive. Some meetings are very exclusive. Don't say that. If you're not careful, there's a spirit. And that is the spirit of denomination. And it's the spirit of division. What is the result? The result is that we have the same
thought.
And when we deal treacherously to our brothers, we don't even know. You see how deep the work of the cross must be. I say it again. It is easier to deal with
flesh.
It's even easier to deal with the world. Most difficult to deal with is
God.
What kind of spirit do I have? Is it a fighting spirit? Is it the spirit of the Son of Thunder? No. The spirit must be the spirit of the Lamb. Because it is the spirit of the Lamb, therefore it is the spirit
of the Lamb.
Always calls us to value and when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in
us,
and to work the Spirit of the Man in us, we would no longer deal treacherously with our brothers. Now we have finished speaking on the six sections of the word. If you saw that, there's anything you probably you have fallen asleep. Now we have the last section. And that begins from verse
3. Your
word has been arrogant against me, says the Lord, yet you say, what have we spoken against thee? We thought that we did not speak against
him.
So we would say to serve God is in vain.
弟兄们，不知不觉的，你看见我们侍奉，我们里面有个动机。刚刚侍奉神，并不是。But
we began to serve God, we served. But when you serve God for a long time, you will ask the question, is this in vain to serve God? And what profit is there to keep His charge? What kind of condition is here? Because we love God, we will keep His commandments. But now we're asking, what profit is there? When you just begin to serve God, you will not
actually.
And after you serve Him for a while, then gradually it is crept into your heart. And that we have walked in most mornings before the Lord of hosts. What profit is this? When prophets began to crept into service, you remember those people who were selling cattle, sheep, and dogs in the
temple.
Now God made a calling. And the calling is found in verse
16.
Just at that moment, those who fear the Lord spoke to one another. Here there's a group of remnants. When the majority are seeking for profit in serving God, and at that moment, those who fear the Lord spoke to one another. And here says the Lord gave attention and those who understand Hebrew know that this word describes how a horse is perked up its ears. God is in heaven. If there are people who fear the Lord and speak to one
another,
so here obviously is a meeting. Testimony always has something to do with that. But there is one kind of
testimony.
Not only at the
presence.
And God will even listen from heaven to see what they're talking about. Not only the Lord is
with us.
But the Lord hearkens from above.
How does it seem to you?
It seems like you enjoy listening to
the Lord.
Because these are the overcomers. And the book of remembrance. As God listens to it, He will record. Record those who fear the Lord, who consider Him.
我们不仅有一个生命册，我们的生命册上我们的名字都在那里。如果你相信耶稣基督了，你的救
主。If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, your name is recorded.
有人把书签拿就可以了。
Some people say it is just enough. As long as my name is recorded,
the book of life is enough.
But here is a calling to
you. 你用我的名字有没有在他的记忆？
Is your name and my name recorded in the book of remembrance? In the entire Bible, there is one chapter devoted to
that. That is a sample,
and that is a sample to show
us.
If I remember correctly, it's Ezra chapter 2. Those people who returned to Jerusalem. If I remember correctly, there's only 74 Levites. And God recorded their names.
亲爱的弟兄
们，
感谢。在回来面前。
Before His coming.
有一般医生。
There will be a group of children.
在大举荒凉的时候。
As the majority of faith.
他们愿意站在神迹的地方。
They want to stand on the standard of God.
不光主就在我的中间。
Not only the Lord is in our midst.
主一面参加我们的聚会。
He also took part in the gathering.
一面侧耳听。
On one hand he hearkened.
一面就把我们的名字放在他的记忆。
On the other hand he places our names in the book of the
Lamb. 放在那一间。
外
面耶和华说。
The Lord of hosts.
在我所定的日子。
On the day that I prepared.
那就是国度来的时候。
That is the day of the
coming. 那就是我们得奖赏的时候。
That is the time we receive our reward.
他们必属我。
They will be mine.
特特的归我。
And they will be my special possession.
那特特的归我在原文是 peculiar treasure， 意思是说是特别的宝贝。
They will be my peculiar treasure.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
所有的胜者在心中是他特别特别的宝贝。
All the overcomers are his peculiar possession.
到了那个
treasure。
他要让全宇宙都知道。
On that day, the whole universe will know.
那宇宙不是回来的时候。
And that is when our Lord Jesus comes back. And the Son of God will be revealed. They will be displayed in heaven. They will shine as the light of the sun. They will shine in Christ. This is the reward for the
overcoming.
On that day you will return. You would again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not
serve
God. Sister, how we distinguish between righteous and wicked? That's how we distinguish those who serve God and not serve God. In other words, there's not one who says who does not serve God. Now is the kingdom of the preserved. If you do not serve God, you are the wicked. You have nothing to do with
salvation.
In the New Jerusalem, all are saved and all are overcomers. In chapter 4, verse 1. And it talks about the burning furnace. That is prepared for the arrogant, for evildoers who are like chaff.
And verse 2.
Therefore, you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his
wings.
Now we have gone through the long darkness. You cannot see anything. For those who fear the name of the Lord, He is our Son of Righteousness. And the Son of Righteousness will rise. And that is the time for the return. We pray for the Lord. When He comes the first time, that was the rising of the sun. Now we will take a
look.
And verse 4 talks about Moses.
第五节,
verse 5 and 6 talks about Elijah.
第二节,
and verse 2 talks about the Son of
Righteousness.
And then Moses.
然后是,
and then Elijah. And the book of Malachi ends here. But it continues. Even though the book of Malachi ends here, the Holy Spirit continues to write. He continues to write until the
book
of Revelation. We will take a look at Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Verse 1, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up to a mountain, high mountain, by
themselves.
And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun. And his garment became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them. John the Baptist repent for the kingdom of heaven is near. And Jesus told his disciples, before you take the death, some of you will behold the Son of Man appear in his
glory.
On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw how Jesus, how the Son of God
came to
the glory. The face of our Lord shone like the sun. Here Moses comes and
represents the Lord.
Here comes Elijah, who represents the prophet.
Peter说的糊涂的话,
and the Peter had said some words of confusion. He says he wants to go free.
结果一朵云彩就把摩西和律法遮住。
And a cloud came to cover Moses and Levi.
他们以为主是第一，摩西第二，以利亚是。
They thought that Jesus was number one, Moses number two, and Elijah was number three.
他们错,
They're wrong.
在神的国度里面,
In God's kingdom,
神的儿子和神的仆人不能摆在一个位置上。The son of God
cannot be placed on the same position with the servants of God.
当他们被遮盖的时候，有一朵云彩，结果云彩出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”
And so when a cloud came to cover them, and a voice came out of the cloud and said, This is my beloved son, with whom I am well
pleased.
As they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus.
你看,
you see, now the sun has risen. The kingdom has come. But do not forget. What is the kingdom of heaven?
就是给我们看见举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那。
Kingdom of heaven means that you will lift up your eyes and see no one but Jesus alone.
所以感谢主，在这里摩西和以利亚做了无证的见证。And
here Moses and Elijah have become the test witness for the
kingdom.
Our Lord Jesus could have ascended to heaven from
there.
And because Moses and Elijah talked about exiting with our Lord, he could very well have exited from Mount Hermon. But for your sake and my sake, from Mount Hermon, he came to Mount
Hermon.
And that was there on the cross.
他们还是完成了那个救赎。He
has completed salvation.
等到我们升天的时候。Until
our Lord ascends to heaven.
有两个见证。There
were two witnesses.
不要忘记，圣经没有说他们是天使。Don't
forget, the Bible did not say that they are angels.
我们以为说白衣服的一定是天使。We
thought that those who wear white robes must be angels.
白衣服很可能是护士。We
don't have those, so we are not angels.
所以你不要说白衣服的一定是天使，没有。
Don't say those who wear white robes are the Bible says two men. Must be two witnesses. These are witnesses to
Jesus.
That's why they are able to say how he ascended to heaven the same way he shall return.
Praise the Lord.
On this when you barely can see the sun begin to rise.
那就是启示录第十章上。And
that is Revelation chapter 10.
你来看启示录第十章。We
turn to Revelation 10.
我们脚还没有踩在橄榄山上。Before
his feet touches olive, Mount Olivet.
但是为着敬畏他名的人，你隐隐约约的看见他在空中。So
for the sake of those who fear his name, you can begin to see his appearance.
所以第十章第一节。
In chapter 10, verse 5,
我又看见另外一位有大力的天使从天降下，一个云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。And
I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
我们这些等候主回来的。All
of us wait for his return.
公义的太阳要为这些敬畏他的人要显现。
And the Son of Righteousness will rise for those people who fear His name.
结果在西藏,
and in chapter 11,
你也看见两个见证,
you also see two witnesses.
如果我们圣经没有读错的话,
if we are correct as we read the scripture,
其中一个是摩西, 另外一个是以利亚,
one is Moses, one is Elijah.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这又给我们看见什么是国度。
Here again shows us what is kingdom.
这个时候刚好是大灾难的时候。
This is during the time of great tribulation.
但是没有多久,
Soon after,
我们主的脚就踩在橄榄山上。
The feet of our Lord was touched upon Mount Olivet.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是感谢。
We truly thank God.
这就是马拉基的结束。This
is the conclusion of Mount Olivet.
我们乃是等候主降临。
We are waiting for His coming.
你们这小群不要害怕。
You little flock, do not be afraid.
因为父乐意把他的国赐给你。
Because the Father delights to give you the kingdom.
那现在马拉基的话，但愿能说在我们心中。
Now we desire this Malachi to speak into your life.
叫我们听见就对我们说。
Cause us to hear what the Lord wants to speak to us.
哎，就在这里。
我们
一个简单的。
Let's have a simple.
主啊，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿你说这些话的时
候。We hope that as you speak these words.
圣灵吹响的时候。
The Holy Spirit will breathe upon us.
你知道我们是灵城的人。
You know that we have different spiritual minds.
我们从圣灵所喷出的东西。
We ask the Holy Spirit to do the work of interpretation.
但我们每一个人今天早晨都激动了。
So each part of us can understand your word this morning.
但愿你呼叫我的圣灵。
You call out to the overcomers.
我们愿意答应你。
We're willing to answer to your call.
再回来。
Before you come.
我们能够彼此谈论。
That we may speak to one another.
但愿在你的面前有一个纪念册，是为我们每一个人。
We hope that there will be a book of remembrance that's there for us.
我们在这里不是等死。
We're not waiting to die.
我们来这做你的回答。
We're waiting for your return.
听我的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.